Well, you may be watching more cable TV than usual because of the campaign season. Are you amazed, as we are, at the number of drug ads?
Ask your doctor if Lunesta is right for you. Then get Lunesta for $0 at Lunesta.com.
So how effective are these ads? Well, a new analysis takes a look, particularly at that ask your doctor part. Ed Silverman is a senior writer and Pharmalot columnist at STAT, the health and medicine publication and our weekly partners. And so, Ed, there were two questions. Did the ads get people to ask the doctors about the drugs? And did the doctors then prescribe the drugs? So what did the analysis find?
Well, two things. One is that doctors agree more often than not to write prescriptions for patients who have seen drug ads. But at the same time, the analysis also found that very few, only 1 in 10 consumers, were moved by such an ad to ask their doctor for a prescription.
Well, that's surprising to me because it feels, I mean, just it feels like a wave of these ads for people suffering, you know, skin problems. I mean, we're all familiar with them. We hear that the ad spending increased more than 60% in the last 4 years, hitting $5.2 billion last year, according to your reporting. It doesn't seem as if it's very effective in getting people to go and ask their doctors for the medication.
Well, we have to stop and look at this analysis a little more closely. The direct-to-consumer advertising, or DTC as it's called, has been around for years and been controversial for years. The pharmaceutical industry argues our ads educate consumers. They may not realize they have a problem or what the problem is. So it's not so much the product, but the description of the malady or ailment or symptoms that would prompt them to say, hey, maybe there is something that I need to do and I'll talk to my doctor. Conversely, doctors complain that these ads prompt consumers to do just that, but more so than is necessary, and in fact sometimes demand a prescription for a medicine even when it may not be needed.
And by the way, you write that the American Medical Association has called for a ban on these ads.
The AMA has long been opposed to the ads for those reasons. And yes, in the past year, not quite a year ago, the AMA wants these ads banned. That doesn't mean it'll happen, but it's a very public and strong pronouncement from a very influential group. And by the way, it's not just doctors who oppose the advertising. A lot of consumer groups do because they feel that the advertising will emphasize some of the newest or generally emphasize the newest medicines, which are often priced higher than older medicines. And of course, it stands to reason that companies are going to promote more heavily the newest products than something that's 10 years old. In any event, that does cause a discussion, a clash, if you will, over the larger issue of healthcare costs and in part as part of that, prescription drug costs.
Now, the concern is that even if it's a smaller amount of consumers than you might have expected asking their doctors for that medicine, the analysis shows the doctors are more likely to write a prescription when someone asks for it, and that drives healthcare costs up. But still, just on the face of it, as you call them, the DTC or direct-to-consumer ads are only moving, according to this analysis, 1 in 10 consumers to ask a doctor about a medication they've seen in an ad. Do you think that that, again, it's one slice, but do you think that that will maybe change the thinking of these drug companies?
Well, you know, there are different conclusions here, so to speak. I wrote that there's some conflicting ways of viewing or interpreting this, and I think so everybody has a little bit of ammunition with which to arm themselves going forward in the debate. I think the drug companies will say, hey, for all the complaints that our ads unfairly prompt consumers to bother their doctors for a prescription, here we have a new analysis that says it only happens 1 in 10 times. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the researchers don't really know the extent to which consumers who did ask for a prescription actually had the malady that then generated a prescription or generated their questions. So the pharmaceutical companies can say, look, it's not so bad after all. But meanwhile, consumers are getting educated. So it gives them that ammunition, right or wrong. Conversely, the AMA and consumer advocacy groups and others who want to ban or restrict this sort of advertising will turn around and say, well, there's a talking point for us as well, because when doctors are asked, more often than not, it was more than 50% of the time, they responded by writing the prescription that was requested. But again, there's a caveat with all this. There are just a few studies, and even those studies are not all the same. The researchers that found these four studies noted that they're not all quite the same type of study. One study looked only at antidepressants, whereas the other three looked at a wider basket of medicines that might be prescribed by a general practitioner or internist. My point is that there are some differences in the four studies they analyzed that are worth noting for some discrepancies that need to be considered before we rush to make lots of big conclusions and definitive statements about what the analysis actually tells us.
Ed Silverman, senior writer and PharmaLot columnist with our partners at STAT. Ed, thank you.
Thank you.